This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have Gerald Celente for one more segment, and he was just getting to the point of talking about how they did a 180 on their economic forecast after Donald Trump won. And, of course, we saw the stock market do a 180 after Donald Trump won. Tell us what you see coming economically, Gerald.
Yes, so I was mentioning doing business with China, it's a dirty deal. They get the best. You can't buy out a company in China. You have to become a partner in it and a minority partner. So you have a guy like Wilbur Ross renegotiating these deals. It's going to be for the betterment of the nation. The tax breaks, the deregulation of, again, whether you're in favor or not in favor of it, we don't look at it like that. We say, what are the implications going to be? And the implication is it's a positive for the economy. In the absence of a wild card event, we're looking for a correction in the market. You know, nothing goes straight up. We're looking for about a 10% correction. But again, we're not looking for a crash in the absence of a wild card. A wild card could be a war.
Mm-hmm.
A wild card could be a terrorist strike, false flag or real. So in the absence of that, we see continuing growth and a positive outlook for the economy under the Trump administration.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I hope that they do get tax reform in. Of course, I said at the very beginning, I think the biggest opponent that Donald Trump was going to have in terms of getting his campaign promises through was going to be Paul Ryan. And we're already seeing this. We just had him come out. Of course, it was the sabotaging of the repeal of Obamacare because Paul Ryan doesn't want to see Obamacare repealed or replaced. He never had a plan to do it. They ran on it for multiple elections. But, of course, they never had a plan. At least Donald Trump had a plan. That was not what was put forward. What was put forward was something that was incredibly complex, evolving to the very last minute. So many people said, we're not going to do this again. We're not going to vote for something that we haven't seen. So it was designed to fail, but they failed to even try to repeal Obamacare. And, of course, that in and of itself is a gigantic tax. We see many of the insurance companies going bankrupt as well as the people who need insurance.
Yeah, that's one of the issues. You know, I also, just to go back to one second, I just thought of this. You know, you're seeing Trump doing reversals on certain things. Like he wasn't in favor of low interest rates and his candidate, Obama Trump, Greenberg, Iceberg. What's the difference when you change your mind? But he was against Yellen.
Yes.
The Fed chair. And now he's saying that she's okay. He was against low interest rates. And now he's saying they're okay. Here's the danger that I see within the Trump administration, and it's the Goldman Sachs gang.
Yes.
They're in favor of multinationalization.
Gary
they're
Cohen.
In favor of globalization.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in place.
That's right.
And now you talked about Bannon being sidelined, and he's being sidelined because he's also not in favor of what a Gary Cohen in Trump's administration. The guy that was, what, president of Goldman Sachs or a very high executive level?
Yeah, I think he was number two, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And they pulled all kinds of strings and gave him all kinds of golden parachutes to get him out and to get him in there. And, of course, he's being pushed forward by Jared Kushner, a lifelong Democrat. So it's very concerning to see where this might change.
So going back to the whole aspect of it, we see a positive economic growth opportunity. However, we also see a lot of dangers out there. Because you have to take a global view. Hey, you having a happy day over there in Venezuela today? Or what happened over there in Turkey? What, they just put it in? Somebody's taken over a lot of power with their new constitution. And then you have Syria, you have Iraq, you have Afghanistan. The American troops now in Somalia.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We still look at gold as a safe haven asset.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Gerald Celente. You can find him at trendsresearch.com. Of course, he publishes Trends Journal, as you just heard. He knows where things are going. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk to a Breitbart, Texas award-winning journalist about the drug cartel. That's what he specializes in. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, April 25th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk to Ildefonso Ortiz. He is an award-winning journalist at Breitbart, Texas. He co-founded the Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Stephen K. Bannon. Mr. Ortiz has focused his investigations on Mexican drug cartels, border corruption, and the Mexican narco politicians. So we've had a lot of news. Of course, the top of the Drudge Report today is another brick in the wall showing Paul Ryan there and the Border Patrol criticizing him for shutting down or delaying funding on the border wall. So I'd like to talk to Mr. Ortiz about that as well as get his comments on the violence that we've seen with the MS-13 gangs that began a long time ago in L.A. with El Salvadoran immigrants. And now we see a lot of crime in Maryland and on Long Island. So welcome, Mr. Ortiz.
Thanks for having me.
Now, one of the things we've seen is the Border Patrol Union president very angry about Paul Ryan, saying that he's going to delay this border wall. And, of course, we can always talk about the the politics of this, whether it might have been wise to use the government shutdown as leverage to try to get a deal on the border wall. Nevertheless, they took a look at the politics of it. They made the decision. They're there on the ground. I won't second guess them on that. But, of course, it's Paul Ryan who doesn't really want to fight for this. And they asked Brandon Judd, who is the Border Patrol Union president, he said, President Trump promised he was going to secure the border, and part of securing the border is putting in place proper technology and resources that allow us to be successful as border agents. And a border wall in strategic locations is one of those things that must get done. Your comments as someone who's studied the immigration issue for quite some time.
Well, absolutely. You got to look at the border in some areas. For example, in Laredo, where there is literally nothing. The river is probably about knee-deep in some areas. And the Mexican drug cartels, particularly Los Zetas, which is one of the most dangerous ones, they know this, and they use that area as one of the strategic crossing points. And basically, they have unimpeded access into the U.S. In those key areas, for example, like Laredo, Border Patrol is understaffed, and they're overwhelmed by the traffic, by these organized crime syndicates. So, delaying funding, delaying all this, all it's doing is helping these drug cartels continue their reign, because cartels control most of northern Mexico. They have pretty much set up an alternate form of government where they are actually in control of the regions.
Yes.
And sadly, that has trickled into the U.S.
You know, there was a story about a week or so ago, and it might have been Breitbart's story. I don't recall who the source was on it, but they were talking about how, I think it was about 60 miles of the border, and one particular Border Patrol jurisdiction, the guy who was in charge of it, basically kept everybody away from there. So they had absolutely, not only did they not have a fence, but they didn't have any Border Patrols whatsoever. And the other Border Patrol agents were furious about that. They said, what is this? Is this political correctness or is it corruption? Either way, when you have a situation like this, and we're looking at the violence in Maryland, we're looking at the violence in Long Island, if people come here because they want to get a job or because they want to get into the American education system, whatever their reasons for coming here, coming across the border illegally, if they're coming here even peacefully, they're going to be followed by these gang members if we don't have any control of our border. And what we're seeing in Maryland and in Long Island are people who are Hispanic who are the ones who are being singled out the most at this moment by MS-13 and these other gangs that are there. They're focusing on these people who have come here as immigrants. So the crime is following them into the country if we don't have anybody patrolling the border.
Well, one of the things we have to remember is that nothing crosses the river, nothing crosses the fence, nothing crosses that line without one of the cartels having a say-so. Mm-hmm. 20 years ago was very different. You know, people could actually cross, try to look for the American dream and that stuff. That has changed. It's changed in the 2000s when the Los Zetas began to basically set out territories where they were actually ruling over those areas, and they controlled the media, they controlled politicians, they controlled the military, and they basically set up a form of government, and that has spread out to the other cartels. So nobody can cross that border without paying the cartels to be able to have permission to cross through that area. Sadly, with the MS-13, these individuals, as dangerous as they are and as attention as they have brought to themselves in the U.S., they're actually only employees of the Mexican drug cartels. They have been hired out. They're basically gunmen for hire. A lot of the violent acts that they've done in the U.S. have been linked to the cartels. And the MS-13 have been the gunmen that have been carrying out those hits or those violent acts.
So they're just the tip of the iceberg. They're the visible tip of the iceberg. So when Attorney General Sessions says they're going to look at MS-13 as organized crime, maybe they're not looking at the right level?
That is correct. They need to look at the Mexican cartels who are the actual bosses. The problem with that is that they would have to look at the Mexican politicians who protect those cartels. And that's where you get into politics.
Yeah, that's what they don't want to do. Tell us about the Cartel Chronicles project.
Basically, in Mexico, journalists are not able to report on organized crime because it involves politicians and it involves cartels. So either one of those can quash them in an instant. The problem with that is that you have raging violence in Mexico where people basically have been kidnapped, murdered. You have raging gun battles at any time of the day. You have mass murder where people have been incinerated in ovens in places like Coahuila, where entire towns have been erased from the map. So you have all this violence going on, and it's being silenced. Nobody's reporting on it. The journalists that are able to report on it are basically told that you either stay quiet or you will be killed. So what's happening is that the U.S. media is not covering those violent incidents because they don't have sources down there. And what we did was basically we reached out to a handful of brave journalists and a handful of citizen journalists who are in those cities and that are willing to risk themselves to say, this is happening in my town. You may not hear this from the Mexican government. You may not hear this from an NGO. You may not hear this from U.S. media. But I'm telling you, this is happening in my town. And we've been very successful with that project, basically giving them a voice, protecting them, and letting them tell us their story. And that's why we've actually been running the stories in English and Spanish, because it's sort of an information boomerang. The info comes from Mexico into the U.S., and then people from Mexico are able to read what's happening in their towns, as well as our readers in the U.S. are able to know what's actually going on in Mexico.
That's very important. How many casualties would you say that Mexico has had with these cartel drug wars?
Well, you're talking about the hundreds of thousands. The problem with those statistics is that the government does not keep accurate statistics.
Mm-hmm.
You have places, for example, in Coahuila or in Veracruz or in Tamaulipas, where the government made a concerted effort to hide the actual number of casualties. You would have these fierce firefights between cartel gunmen and the military where dozens were killed, but the government would actually say two people were wounded or one person died. And in reality, you had these massive numbers of people that were killed. Also, when you have cartel and cartel violence, those bodies are actually incinerated, dipped in acid, or basically just made to disappear. They end up in shallow graves. That's why in recent years in Mexico, you've had a lot of mass graves that have been discovered with hundreds of bodies that, you know, they were never reported missing. They were never, and they don't know who they are because all these people are the unknown victims of the cartel violence that are not in any statistics or in any government documents.
You know, it's very amazing when you look at this. You're talking about the cover-up, the massive cover-up by the Mexican government. Of course, there's been a massive silence by the American media. We have this massive war right across the border. As you point out, you know, 100,000 people possibly killed. We don't know the exact number because of the cover-up. And yet, we always have our attention focused onto the Middle East, not on this imminent threat right at our borders. This violence, this corruption is flowing into our country now at an unprecedented rate, and that is what we're going to be seeing in this country. And so it's amazing to me that we don't hear much about it in the American media either. There is, as you point out, a cover-up in the Mexican government, but there's a conspiracy of silence here in the mainstream media in America as well, aren't there? Isn't there?
Sadly, you know, when you look at border reporting from journalists, it mainly focuses on immigration and the plight of the immigrant. But they haven't really focused on the cartels. Like you mentioned the Middle East, very interestingly so. Some of the cartels, like the Los Zetas, have been known to be one of the most sadistic, brutal criminal groups out there. And I'm talking about posting beheading videos.
Yes. Yes.
Within its member individuals.
And that's right across our border. And yet, if you talk about the crime, this organized crime that feeds on the drug war, if you talk about that, you're dismissed as being racist because you just have to focus on one side of it. And again, as I point out, if the people who are fleeing here because they want a better life, economic refugees coming into the country illegally, they're still being followed by these criminal cartels if we don't have any control over our border.
Sadly, yes. And in reality, the ones that actually control the border are the cartels. We have had cases where people have actually crossed without permission from the cartel, and they've paid dire consequences. Mm. They've been kidnapped, held for ransom. Their relatives have had to wire money from, you know, their relatives in places like New York and Florida have had to wire money to the cartel to secure their release, while these victims have been actually tortured for daring to cross the river or cross that fence without paying protection from the cartel.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, as we look at sanctuary cities, and we've got to take a quick break here in just a moment. But when we come back, I want to talk to you about the sanctuary cities because, you know, as soon as Donald Trump was elected, we had amnesty groups in California saying they wanted to hide lists of gang members from Donald Trump because they did not want innocent people to be deported along with the gang members. So we're seeing the state of Maryland, in the face of all of this violence by MS-13 gangs and other drug cartels, saying they not only want to have sanctuary cities, but they want to be the first sanctuary state. Is there corruption as part of that? We'll ask that question to Ildefonso Ortiz. He's with Breitbart Texas. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers, they bought a 95-year-old German blade factory, and they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to get all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9797. That's harrys.com, code 9797, to get your free trial set.
Did you know that 34% of Americans didn't use any of their vacation days last year? That is crazy. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
On Tripping.com, we bring together 10 million properties from the world's most trusted sites, making it easy to compare places, compare prices, and find the perfect vacation rental.
So check out Tripping.com today and take those hard-earned vacation days.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you can spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Ildefonso Ortiz. He's an award-winning journalist with Breitbart, Texas. He's been part of the Cartel Chronicles that were done there with Brandon Darby and somebody's name you might recognize, Stephen K. Bannon. And he's been talking about our borders. And of course, we had today in the news, Paul Ryan saying we're going to delay funding of the wall. The president of the Border Patrol Union is very upset about that. He said we need to get control of borders. Of course, Paul Ryan has always been a quote-unquote open borders guy. But as our guest, Mr. Ortiz, pointed out, the borders aren't really open. The borders are controlled, but not by the U.S. government. They're controlled by the drug cartels. They decide who will come in, who can cross the border from Mexico. And if you cross without paying them, there is a massive penalty that they will extract from you. I want to ask you, Mr. Ortiz, as somebody who has studied this for a while, and of course you said that in your opinion, MS-13 is kind of a gun for hire for the bigger fish. And now we see that our administration focusing on them. What do you think needs to be done as somebody who has studied this for some time? What is the strategy that we should pursue, given the fact that there's so much corruption and connection of these drug cartels into the Mexican government that they do, in fact, control our borders? What do you think needs to be done?
Well, basically declare some of the most violent cartels as criminal as terrorist organizations. Designate them as terrorist groups and address them as such. Our government needs to stop being afraid of offending the Mexican government and the Mexican elite, who are actually the ones that are protecting these cartels, and basically take them to task. Start freezing assets. Start targeting these cartels as terrorist groups the same way you would target ISIS.
So you would say then that the move by Attorney General Sessions to say that MS-13 is a terrorist group, is organized crime, whatever, to label them as such, that would be a good start. You would probably add then, I guess, some of the other drug cartel organizations like the Zetas and others, right?
Absolutely. Basically, he's targeting the lower rung. Step it up. Go to the higher level. Start targeting, for example, the Los Zetas cartel, the Gulf cartel, the Juarez cartel. I mean, particularly the Juarez cartel has been linked to President Peña Nieto. The current Mexican president has... We reported on how he received money from cartel members during his 2012 presidential campaign. Mm. So these are the people that you need to start targeting as terrorist organizations. I mean, they have political power. They have they cause mass terror with their tactics. And pretty much, if you look at the definition of terrorist groups, you can label each one of those as a Mexican cartel.
You know, it's interesting. I remember the movie Cartel Land. I thought it was very interesting. The Mexican doctor who was involved in that, what it reminded me of was the movie The Magnificent Seven, where the villagers are at the mercy of both the criminals, the banditos, and the federales who were coming through there. And it struck me as how much the current situation was like that movie set 100 years ago, that kind of corruption. And, of course, it was a situation at the grassroots level, it appeared from the movie at least, that the people were trying to get together, take responsibility for their own security, which was the central part of the Magnificent Seven. What do you think about that situation? I know that's one particular individual, but are there other vigilante groups that are trying to move against a corrupt government that is in alliance with the corrupt drug cartels?
Well, they've tried, but the Mexican government has been very efficient in shutting them down. Basically, the Mexican government is more afraid of citizens raising up in arms than they are of Mexican cartels, because the cartels are not going to take over power. They just want to move drugs and continue terrorizing people, continue with their human trafficking and all those other horrors that target the average citizen, but they don't mess with the political elites.
You know, one of the things, too, we're talking about the sanctuary cities. And as soon as we talk about violence that comes with the drug cartels, we're labeled as racist. And so we have all these sanctuary cities, as Maryland wants to make itself the first sanctuary state. Do you think that they're already starting to make their move into buying politicians up in the United States, as they have done in Mexico? Is that part of the sanctuary city movement?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. What I'm seeing more is that basically they're riding that emotional wave. Politicians want to basically try to say, oh, we're trying to be helpful and everything of that nature. The problem, though, is that, for example, you mentioned that they want to remove the names of gang members from those lists and all that. The problem is that people don't realize is that when a cartel wants to kill somebody, kidnap somebody, or torture somebody in the U.S., they're not going to send gunmen across the border to do it. Well, they can't, but they usually what they'll do is they'll hire out gangs in the U.S. that are already here to carry out.
We're seeing in Long Island and in Maryland. Yes, exactly. We're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. Ildefonso Ortiz, you can find him at Breitbart.com/Texas. Thank you so much for your coverage. Stay with us. We'll be right back with a free speech lawyer.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking in this segment to a man who specializes in First Amendment and Internet law. Why are we going to be talking to him? Because we've been sued by George Soros' law firm for reporting, as AP says, statements that other people have published. So I guess that's we can't talk about what other people have published. And, of course, we stand by the facts that are in this case, and we're going to talk to him about the issues there. But, of course, that reminds us all that we are funded by your contributions in terms of the products that you buy. We offer the best products that we can find, things that will help you with your health, things that will fund our operation. Because it make it increasingly difficult for us to advertise. YouTube has made it impossible for us to take something like Caveman, for example, and to serve our ads. We have a dedicated site, InfoWarsStore.com, that it sells nothing but supplements. But they say because we have a political site, Infowars.com, oh, no, we are not going to accept your ads from your health supplement. So we can't serve an ad that shows caveman on somebody else's site. And, of course, they're blocking us from accepting other ads, even on YouTube. We're seeing them demonetize videos, not just for us, but for everybody, because they say, well, we think the content is too controversial. So we see this kind of censorship going on everywhere. So we have the model where we come up with the very best products we can for nutrition, things that will help you and your family's health. We sell that directly to you, and we really do appreciate your support. We do need it at this time. We have added an additional 20% off the discounted price of Caveman, our true paleo formula. It is now 53% off retail at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, this fuses super high-quality bone broth with more than 7 different primal superfoods, things like turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, all fused with bone broth and others in a true paleo nutrition formula. And you can find that at InfoWarsStore.com, 53% off. Let me read you one of the reviews that we have for the day here. This is from Daryl. He says, best daily supplement I've ever tried. I use this product as a daily supplement, usually in the morning. I feel stronger. And this is not a joke. My bones feel stronger than when I don't use it. I can really feel the difference. My wife and I both agree this is the best daily supplement we've ever had, and we're over 50. You can see the reviews. You can read what's in the products. You can find all that at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, 53% off Caveman. We also have a limited supply of DNA Force. They'll be coming to InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, that has things like CoQ10 in it and a very unique product, BioPQQ. That is very rare, very expensive, very difficult for us to produce these batches. And so it's something that we run out of from time to time. Right now, you can get on the waiting list and be the first to know when it's available. DNA Force is about to arrive again at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to go to our guest now. His name is Mark J. Randazza. You'll find him at Randazza.com. He's managing partner of Randazza Legal Group. He spends the majority of his time in Las Vegas, but he is nationally known as a First Amendment and intellectual property attorney. He handles litigation and transactional matters nationwide. He has worked as a journalist as well, so that's his connection with both legal issues and with free speech issues. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Randazza.
It's my pleasure.
Now, I'm sure you're aware of this lawsuit that hit the news yesterday, hit the courts yesterday.
I am.
Your comments on what you see here.
Well, you know, when you have a case like this against a member of the media, you know, my initial reaction is usually to be hostile towards the plaintiff side of it, but I've certainly supported some defamation cases in the past. You know, I think most recently the case that Melania Trump brought against the Daily Mail for saying that she was a prostitute. Mm-hmm. The more I looked at that, the more I said that had some legs, and I've publicly said so, much to the chagrin of my First Amendment absolutist brothers and sisters. Now, looking at this one, what's important, you know, what the court's going to have to look at is whether or not the actual malice standard has been met. And they have alleged that in paragraph 26 of this complaint. That standard is what applies to a public figure plaintiff in a defamation case. Now, the unfortunate thing about that is it's called the actual malice standard. So people who don't know what they're talking about will interpret that as meaning it was malicious. You get to be malicious. There is no requirement under the First Amendment that you be polite, that you be tactful, that you be nice. There may be moral reasons to do those things, but no legal reasons to do them. So what's actual malice mean? It means knowing falsity or a reckless disregard for the truth. Now, finding somebody who says that they knew it was false at the time that they said it, I'm just assuming arguendo that was the case here, unless you get somebody in a, you know, with sodium pentothal in their neck to get them to agree that they knew it was false when they did it. You don't usually prove that. So you have to prove this reckless disregard standard. So let's just say for a moment, just for the sake of discussing this, that these statements were indeed false. they're still not going to sustain a defamation claim unless they were knowingly false or there was a reckless disregard for the truth. Now, when I look at these statements, to be perfectly honest, would I have said them? I may not have. If you had asked me beforehand, should I print this? Not as a legal matter, but I would have said, well, you know, maybe I don't support that. But that's not what's important. What's important is, does the First Amendment allow you to? So while I may not endorse the statements, I endorse your right to make them as long as they were within the bounds of New York Times versus Sullivan.
Now, of course, that's the First Amendment. You know, I may disagree with what you have to say, but as Voltaire said, I'll defend your right to say it. So that's not the issue as to whether or not they agree. And clearly we disagree with Ulukaya on the immigrant issue. He tweeted out that he's collaborating with George Soros on refugees. We disagree with that policy. We disagree with the idea that the government should subsidize people getting into a business, that they should subsidize their factories, that they should subsidize their labor. And we were concerned about the fact that CBS was essentially doing a puff PR piece on him. So those are the issues that we were talking about with this.
Right. And that's where, I may not, you and I may not see eye to eye on that politically, but we can see eye to eye on the right to have wide open and robust debate about these things. I welcome you challenging these things that I actually happen to support. I think that we can all be grown-ups and we can all argue about it. And at the end, the marketplace of ideas will determine which one of those views is going to be adopted by the majority. So, anytime I hear something that someone is expressing like you did here, I mean, I happen to like immigration. I happen to like the SBA loans. These are things that you and I are not going to see eye to eye on. But I love that you're here challenging my views. I love that you're here putting your views out into the marketplace. And, you know, the day may come when I have to surrender my ground and say, well, the marketplace has discussed it and your views have won out.
And I think that all plays into what we see happening in Berkeley right now. The fact that they would go in and say the birthplace of the free speech movement in the 1960s. Oh, we don't want to hear your speech anymore because we know that we disagree with you, so we're just going to shout you down. We've had situations where we've shown up at protests at an abortion clinic with signs about abortion. They came out. They didn't have their own signs to counter that. They didn't want to debate it. They came up with black signs to cover our signs. I mean, that's a physical example of we're just going to shut down your speech. And even Bernie Sanders came out and said, this is incredibly weak to say that you're not going to have an argument, that you're not going to discuss this. You're just going to shut speech down.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I just wrote yesterday a column on CNN about this. And I said that I felt like I woke up in an alternate reality when I saw that Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren and, and other icons of the left are out stumping for Ann Coulter. And I love that because that's what we should be if we're a nation of grown-ups and we're a nation
that
deserve freedom of expression.
That's right.
You know, nobody's words are so strong and none of my beliefs are so weak that they cannot stand in opposition to someone else's beliefs. Mm-hmm. Put all these ideas in the marketplace and let the free market in ideas decide. I mean, that's where I'm a complete free market guy when it comes to the free marketplace of ideas. You know, with Ann Coulter, Berkeley has sinned multiple times in this regard. You know, I think we saw when, even during the election, when people came out to support Donald Trump, the candidate, and people decided that they wanted to attack those supporters because it was equated with being racist, bigoted, xenophobic, all these things that, I apologize, but the left painted Trump supporters at, and I apologize as a member of the left. Because I think that was incredibly childish and incredibly destructive by my side of the political divide. But when they did that, it incited violence against people, not directly, not actionably. But I saw these 3, 4, 5 Trump supporters running down the street being pursued by a crowd of people acting like animals and the police just watching. Yeah. You know, and it turns out now that, you know, I got to ask whether or not that was a command from on high or did the police just decide, in a country where I think we have overly aggressive policing, the police just decided that would be the one day they'd take off and just sit, do nothing.
Well, you know, it's also interesting in Chicago when Trump had that rally there. Remember, that was one of the first times that we had violence at a Trump rally. And the response from people were, how dare him come to the University of Chicago? He knows that this is our place. We're leftists, and we don't want to hear any of this stuff. And it's like, so that justifies violence to censor his speech there? It is the University of Chicago. It should be a marketplace of ideas, open to discussion and debate.
You know, the most hateful speech I ever saw, the thing that I felt was closest to a Nuremberg rally that I ever witnessed was a long time ago at the University of Massachusetts. And they brought in a guy by the name of Leonard Jeffries. He is a professor, I believe, at the City University of New York. I don't want to defame the university by making that wrong, but this guy came and spoke about how Jews were trash, Arabs were trash, Europeans were trash, and that you know, that everybody in the world was in a conspiracy against black people, and they were just filth. I mean, and then I saw these people around cheering him, and I thought this might be what it was like to be at a Nuremberg rally.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated what this guy had to say. I despise the man to this day for sitting through that. That's the guy right there. you know, but that to me was the most educational experience, or maybe not the most, but one of the most educational experiences of my life. I grew greatly through it. I was delighted to be there. You know, you can learn from people that you don't agree with. If you just want to listen to people you agree with, well, that's the unfortunate situation we have in America today is, you know, someone will say, turn that Fox News off because I don't want to hear that propaganda, or turn off InfoWars. Or frankly, I've had people say, how can you go on InfoWars? And I said, well, why wouldn't I? I think the audience is probably, I hope the audience can see that there's at least one guy sitting here on the left who believes in freedom of expression over believing in his own tribe. And that's what I think we need more than anything, more than immigration reform, more than military, more than anything. We need to go back to the core of what is this country about?
I agree.
Why do we exist?
And we had Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, go on the Morning Joe show yesterday and say, look, this country was based on facts, but we are going to lose our democracy if people give the same amount of credibility to Breitbart as they do to the New York Times. And so instead of looking at facts, instead of debating a particular point of view or an article, deconstructing an article, analyzing an article or a report, instead he says, you know, everything that Breitbart says is false. Everything the New York Times says is true. It's that kind of polarization, that kind of tribalism between the left and right that is really going to destroy us. We've talked about this many times. You cannot just always dismiss a particular source. You need to take a look at what they're saying. Typically, what we'll do is we'll analyze the New York Times and we'll say, look, here's factually what they're saying. Other people are saying this. But look at where they're interjecting their opinion. Do you agree with their opinion? Do you agree with this analysis? So we report facts. We analyze that. People may not agree with our analysis. They may not agree with the New York Times analysis or Breitbart's analysis. But nevertheless, we have these different sources of information. Back in the day when there were magazines, I would go to the extreme left of opinion journals. I would go to The Nation. I would go to the extreme right, the National Review. I would look at what they were saying about a particular issue because they were honest about the fact that they had opinions, that they were analyzing things. I wanted that rather than to go to somebody that pretended to be totally objective, non-biased, like Time and Newsweek, and said, we don't have any opinions. You have an opinion. The stories that you report show your opinion. The stories that you choose to talk about show your bias.
Of course. And the way you frame it, I mean, I spent years as a journalist. I've got 2 degrees in journalism. I know very well that you don't need to even interject your opinion into a piece in order to frame it in an opinionated way.
That's right.
Now, but you know, it's not just important to look at multiple sources to consider one version of the facts or the other, but actually read on the lines and listen to the opinion. I mean, I want to know what people I disagree with think, because I want to know how to frame my arguments against them, but I also want to be open-minded. I mean, I have found myself at times persuaded to change sides on an opinion, or even to at least soften my view on something.
That's right.
And And, you know, you got to listen. When I have so many polarized people I deal with, and it seems like people are much more calcified in their opinions on the left, where there's just no possible way you could have, for example, voted for Donald Trump unless you're a xenophobic, racist, isolationist, bigot, whatever, name every horrible thing you can imagine. And I say, you know, that just isn't the case. And I know that because I've listened to these people. You know, I've listened and I said, well, there's a diversity of reasons that people vote for one candidate or another. You know, I myself happen to have voted for Barack Obama one time, not the second time. Now, you can't paint me as believing in every single thing the guy believed in. And I don't think you should be able to do that with any candidate. But the only way you can actually do that with a straight face is if you refuse to listen. Each side of the political spectrum has something to teach us. Each opinion has something to teach us, if only that it teaches you that you still believe in your views. I mean, I go through an exercise every day. I try to do this on a constant basis. I think of something that I really, really believe in, and I challenge it. I spend this time, you know, talking to myself, arguing against a view that I firmly, firmly believe in, because I need to have that exercise in my head. And if one person can do that, then certainly a nation of 300 million people can do that collectively.
I agree with you. Absolutely. And we're going to talk to Mark J. Randazza when we come back. And I want to get your opinion when we come back. See if you think that this lawsuit has any merit. You had a chance to take a look at the lawsuit. You've looked at the report that we filed. And I want to get your specific comments on that. We've been talking in general about the First Amendment. Of course, Mr. Randazza specializes in that. He's been both a journalist and is now a lawyer. We'll be right back.
In certain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle of freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the link so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone and Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking to Mark J. Randazza. He is a First Amendment attorney. He specializes in the First Amendment because he has worked in the past as a journalist, both in the U.S. and abroad. We want to get his specific comments on this lawsuit that we're facing. But also, I want to remind you, before we go back to Mr. Randazza, that we have sale at Infowarsstore.com on Caveman, the biggest discount we've had yet. We really do appreciate you standing with us, especially at this time we are under intense attack. We are being sued, as you probably know. We were just talking about that with Mr. Randazza. We talked about the First Amendment in general, but of course we're being sued by Chobani Yogurt. They took exception to a report that I did. I was focused on the comments that were made by CBS. I was commenting on that as well as my objection to the crony capitalism and his advocacy of refugee programs. But we'll get to him on those specifics. I just want to tell you that if you want to stand with us and support us and support your health, we have Caveman, our true paleo formula, now at 53% off at InfoWarsStore.com. See why hundreds of listeners have given Caveman 5 stars at InfoWarsStore.com. You can look at our verified third-party review platform, and you can experience the benefits for yourself. Things like turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and bone broth. It's the ultimate and true paleo nutrition, and you can get it right now, 53% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Mr. Randazza, you've taken a look at this lawsuit, and we've been talking in general about free speech. Your comments on this specific lawsuit?
Well, you know, looking at the complaint, I don't think it is very, it was very well done. You know, and there are some defenses that I think you would have that are probably not the most flattering to you. But nevertheless, the question here is, how do I look at the lawsuit? You know, if you look at paragraph 8 of the lawsuit, it says that the defendants are no stranger to spurious statements. They put in a couple of conspiracy theories that Mr. Jones has put forth, like the U.S. government orchestrated the 9/11 attacks and the mass shooting at Sandy Hook. You know, I happen to not agree with those. I think they're silly statements.
They're not germane to this lawsuit at all, though, are they?
Well, they are, actually. Okay. Because whether or not something is defamatory, it matters how the audience is going to view it. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to say, well, you know, there's all these kind of crackpot theories. I mean, they're painting them as crackpot theory. And they say, this guy who made these crackpot statements now made this statement about us. Well, you know, if somebody stands on the side of the road and has a sign that says, you know, the world's going to end tomorrow, they're wearing a tinfoil hat, and they say that, you know, Tyrannosaurus Rexes are going to descend from alien spacecraft and eat us all. And then they also say, oh, and by the way, I know that you're an adulterer. Well, I'm not going to have much of a defamation suit against them because they're not considered credible. So at first they say you're not credible, but then they say people are going to look at this and take it credibly. Their own pleadings, you know, I really would not give this complaint a good grade because that paragraph alone, I think, while it may be insulting to InfoWars, also helps in their defense. Mm-hmm. Then they quote the Southern Poverty Law Center, which, you know, despite my political beliefs, I happen to think is probably more guilty of defamation than any other organization that it might look at. But they say, Mr. Jones is almost certainly the most prolific conspiracy theorist in contemporary America. Well, right there, he got like an inoculation against this case. So that paragraph alone, whoever wrote that, I think should maybe have taken a remedial class in defamation law.
So, very interesting analysis. We'll have to see how this works out. But thank you so much for joining us, and I appreciate your stance on the First Amendment. I think this is something that the right and the left needs to come together to say that we have a right to discuss things, and we have a right to investigate stories, and people can label us as conspiracy theorists, but we're not going to take anything that anybody says without examining it. Thank you so much, and you can find Mr. Randazza at randazza.com.
Visit GCNLive.com today.